when I was focusing on the steps of recovery and my symptoms were going away, but I had that one symptom that just wasn't going away, no matter what I did. This one symptom wouldn't go away. And so I would naturally go into, is it anxiety? Is it not? This symptom is just too bizarre. And if it is anxiety, why isn't it going away? Well, in this video, I want to share with you what to do when your symptoms just aren't going away. So let's get started. So if you don't know who I am, my name is Sean. We help people around the world overcome their symptoms and go back to living. That's right, overcome it. Now, in this video, I'm not going to be talking about the principles of recovery, the overarching view of what to do. If you're new to the channel, or if you're unsure of what that looks like, I'll put a link down below to a free ebook. It's basically a recovery guide showing you what to do from a high-level view. I wrote this book because it was something that I felt like if old Sean read this, this is exactly what they would need. So I put the link down below. It's for you. It's free. Let me know what you think. You might be even noticing as you're applying the principles that I teach in the book and what I teach on this channel, you might notice some symptoms are even lifting, but you might be noticing some symptoms stay. And so the question is, okay, well, do I just keep doing what I'm doing? Do I change my approach? What if it is something else? The first thing to understand is that everybody that we have found that deals with anxiety has this one symptom that really throws them off. For some people, it's depersonalization, derealization. For some people, it's the intrusive thought. For me, it was the digestive issues. For other people, it could be panic attacks. No matter what it is, everyone has that one symptom where they're just convinced that it's not anxiety. That it's just too bizarre, that it's too weird that this is happening. And so if you're feeling that, number one, recognize that it's totally normal. That's fine. But that doesn't mitigate the question of, okay, but what if it is something else? Right? How do you approach it? And so the key here is to keep things simple. A lot of people make things complicated because they go into figure it out mode and they start researching and then they start going online. And the problem with that is that you end up finding a lot of things that are very convincing. You know, you can be convinced of almost anything. That doesn't mean it's true, right? I remember when I was on the anxiety recovery journey and I was dealing with digestive issues and I couldn't accept the fact that it was anxiety. So I would go online and I would find things like, oh, this is candida, which is, you know, basically yeast growing in your intestines and stuff like that. And that's why you're experiencing the symptoms and the doctors can't diagnose it. I actually thought I had parasites at one point. I went to my doctor and asked if I could get pills for parasites. And he's like, absolutely not. You need to stop looking up things on the internet. But the point was, is that when I was reading my symptoms and I was looking up things on the internet, I was convinced. I'm like, yes, this is it. This is exactly what I had. I often see this with a lot of people dealing with anxiety. And because the internet has so much misinformation, going into this figure it out mode makes things a lot worse. So what do you do? How do you know for sure? Which is, how do you know for sure if your symptoms are actually anxiety and you're not giving it enough time or it's something else? And the answer is, again, very simple. Going to your doctor and figuring it out and making sure you get everything rolled out. Oftentimes, people on this channel have already done that. In fact, people have done that multiple times. The problem isn't often that they haven't gone to their doctors, but that they go to their doctors too many times and their doctors are like, please stop coming here. If you've gotten everything ruled out by your doctor, then the second thing to ask is, are you approaching recovery correctly? Right? Because a lot of times I see people on this channel saying, Sean, like, I'm doing everything right, but I still can't get better. And then we dive into their situation and then we realize they have some blind spots. And that's why we're always such big proponents of finding a recovery guide. And again, I always say finding a guide is the hardest part because look, there's a lot of people that say they are recovery specialists, right? Nowadays, I'm seeing it more and more. I think it has a lot to do with this channel because, you know, we've been having so much success that other people are inspired to do it, which is cool, but that doesn't mean they know what they're doing. And so, you know, finding a recovery specialist that's competent and that you trust can often be the hardest part. But once you have somebody that you trust and then you're applying the principles, you don't have the blind spots, you're doing, you know, majority of the things correct, then the third thing is you just have to give it more time. This time, the issue isn't about you doing anything wrong, but it's to make sure you're consistently doing things without screwing things up. This is where I often see where people just lack patience and then they sabotage by going into what we call shiny object syndrome. Shiny object syndrome is basically where you get frustrated by recovery, you don't have the patience, so then you start trying different things. And what happens is that you try so many different things and you don't know what's working, and then you end up sabotaging the whole process because, you know, you're doing 10 things when you really should be focusing on one. And because you're doing 10 things, really you're doing nothing because you're doing a little bit of everything, and that's not how recovery works, especially with the algorithm that's like still throwing anxiety content at you, right? And, you know, a coach coming at you or somebody teaching you a breathing technique that feels like it might work and all these things. Again, can you do that? Sure. But be careful about not changing your approach too much. This is where I really see people slip. This is where I see people spiral and fall back into old habits. And so it's important to stay consistent here. And so these are the principles to focus on as you're going through the recovery journey and you have these symptoms that are lagging. Number one, go to your doctors, make sure everything's clear. Number two, find a guide so that you're sure that there's no blind spots. And three, stay consistent and patient. This game is a game of patience. This is why we always talk about focusing on long-term freedom. We always say long-term freedom, not short-term comfort. It makes you think differently on the recovery journey, right? You're focused on a long game. If you're focused on a long game, you have to have patience. And if you're somebody that doesn't have patience, well, anxiety makes you a better person. And so this is a virtue that you're going to have to develop. The idea of patience, the idea of consistency, and letting things resolve on their own without you interfering with it. That's a big part of the recovery journey. I hope that helps. Like I said, if you want to know more, check out that free ebook. It's a great resource. And if you want to focus on the 5 steps of overcoming anxiety, the overarching view, a video form of it, I'll put a video right up here. I hope you enjoyed this video. I'll see you in the next one.